The AI Today podcast, produced by Cognilytica, cuts through the hype and noise to identify what is really happening now in the world of artificial intelligence. Learn about emerging AI trends, technologies, and use cases from Cognilytica analysts and guest experts.
Hello, and welcome to the AI Today podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Walsh.
And I'm your host, Ron Schmelzer. And we've been having some really fantastic conversations, in part because there's so much going on with AI. AI is the conversation, everybody's conversation, and every conversation that there is going on today. But in particular, we are recording live and interviews at South by Southwest 2024 this year. And we are having great conversations with people who are really putting AI into practice. So we encourage you to listen to others in our series. We interviewed the president of the AMA, who's talked about how the medical industry is adopting AI. We have some great conversations with folks in different industries, as well as great thought leaders in technology. And I think one of the great things about hearing from people who are dealing with putting AI into practice today, not talking about the theory or some grandiose ideas, is that we talk about the actual challenges of artificial intelligence. And I think for you, our listeners, who are many of you are trying to put AI into practice for yourself, hopefully this is practical and something that you can put into practice for yourself.
Exactly. And so, as we mentioned, we have our South by Southwest activation that's sponsored by Intel. And so we're so excited to have with us someone from Intel today. We have Nuri Chankaya, who is VP of AI Marketing at Intel. Welcome, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot for having me.
We'd like to start by having you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about your background and your current role now at Intel.
Absolutely. So I'm almost like, I call it myself, still new at Intel. So I joined almost 8 months ago. I lead the AI marketing function at Intel. And as you can imagine, like, it's really a booming area in the industry. So my team is really dedicated to bring AI everywhere. And before that, I was working at Microsoft for 17 years. I'm based out of Seattle. I'm still based out of Seattle. But during that 17 years, I have personally experienced a lot of the changes in the industry, from cloud computing with Microsoft Azure. But one of the latest projects that I worked closely with OpenAI, we landed all this AI motion in the industry. So I really feel proud of what we achieved. And I think at Intel, we are trying to make it even further to bring AI everywhere, literally from client to edge, cloud to data centers.
Yeah, and I think that's really important because AI really is being applied everywhere. We've had so many podcasts and interviews and stuff that we've written about for Cognilytica, our research, where it's becoming so accessible. I mean, that's the interesting thing about AI. Not too long ago, you really did need to have a fairly, well-established team, data scientists, machine learning engineers, data engineers. You had to go through all that process of collecting the data and cleaning the data and annotating it. And now, like almost on a daily basis, we have new models coming out that are sort of one-upping each other in terms of their capability. It's almost hard to keep track of all the stuff that's going on. And it's so much is being made available to even the casual user now. AI is being embedded in tools that you may not never even have expected. You open up your spreadsheet, there's a little magic sparkle. You got a little AI at your fingertips, So it's crazy. And I think this is one of the powers we're talking about, that now AI truly is at the edge, at the cloud, and the server, on your machine. So from that perspective, I think, one of the things is let's talk a little about some of those challenges, because you're in there with the infrastructure. What have you seen as some of these challenges when you're trying to apply AI to some of that real world, the enterprise data, some of the advanced analytics, some of the AI projects people are looking at?
Absolutely. And Ronald, you summarized it very well. The situation in the market is really changing every day. So there's a big hype, and maybe for the listeners, like, they know the Gartner's hype cycle. It goes very fast to the peak, and then everybody says it was the boom, but like technically it goes to the plateau of productivity. So it becomes real and embedded in our lives. So this is really happening fast with AI. And if you look at it, I think enabling the developers was the key, I think, motion. And at Intel, we really partner with the open source ecosystems, which is helping the community to reach the right models fast. So I think that was one of the blockers, because some of the key players in the early AI journey, they had like proprietary systems which are closed, and you have to learn their technology to build solutions on top of it. But I think Meta did a great job on bringing PyTorch into a foundation. And at Intel, we are really proud. We are a part of that foundation. And we really bring AI to developers as a framework. And if you look at the model downloads on Hugging Face today, Llama 2 models are the best well-known, and used models today, which literally democratizes the AI solutions capabilities for any developer. So that's, I think, one of the key areas that we focused on, using the open source ecosystem, supporting the open source developers, and really giving access to everyone. And maybe a related investment that we did at Intel, and I also brought my Microsoft background there, so like the cloud solution provider. So people start developing, especially on AI, immediately on the cloud providers, because if you think of like to create an AI model, it requires a hardware investment. And these are like gigantic machines, so you cannot imagine the size of the data center. So again, building many back in the Azure world. So we brought Intel Developer Cloud. So that's a big investment from Intel to provide. It's a springboard platform. So if you go to the website, you easily create a developer account. But what it gives you is, maybe the listeners heard about Gaudi. Intel Gaudi is an amazing AI accelerator. It's not a GPU. It's a dedicated AI accelerator for deep learning. And it's the leading product for us on this large language models. And if you want to buy this, for example, it doesn't come with as a PC. I'm just making the analogy, but in the previous days, if you want to develop an iOS application or a web application, you just your PC, that was enough. In this world, because AI is much more complicated, you have to prepare the data, you have to do the inferencing, you have to do the training, and these requires a lot of batches of hardware. So with the Intel Developer Cloud, you just click, there is an allocation for you, it's provisioned, you run your model, and you shut it down. I think the beauty of the cloud solutions are always like pay-per-use, and we provide the latest hardware. So that's one of the great maybe advantages of the Intel Developer Cloud, because that was a barrier before, Ronald. As you said, people were really hey, I need that hardware. How do I buy the hardware? You don't buy the hardware. You go to the cloud, you use as your needs, and that's it. So, and there will be the platform providing not only Gaudi, but Intel Xeon processors, Intel GPU Max and GPU Flex, kind of dedicated graphics processing units as well. And the last thing that is also important on this journey was how do we make sure we help our customers to drive some of the outcomes? Because AI is a buzz, and one of the key learnings was it's not about hey, I will jump into the AI train, but your data needs to be prepared. So people sometimes really underestimate the project creation, but you don't just use a large language model. First, you prepare your data, and just thinking about today's terms, OpenAI is using, GPT-4 when we recorded this podcast, but it's 1.7 trillion parameters. It sounds big, but it's only the 1% of data on the planet. 99% of the data still sits with organizations and governments, and it's gated. So, and if you're a publicly traded company, you will not give your data to a ChatGPT, GPT model, right? So, you want to protect your IP. You want to make sure you have that guardrails with secure AI. And that's also one of the areas that we are focusing. So I think it was a problem, and I don't want to pinpoint some customer names, but it was on the news, like people lost their data by training a public large language model. You can just reverse engineer, hey, give me the source code of this, like a developer in this company, boom. Like if the company used their own IP to train a large language model, it's a pretty tricky one. And now with this, I will call it the hybrid AI, we make it happen at Intel. So those are the three high-level problems that we are solving, and hopefully the industry will go and accelerate from there.
Yeah, that's great. Those are big problems as well. So it's great that you address that. I know,
it is.
Data, just no big deal. So we always, you know, we always love to hear real world examples as well. And I think our listeners do, because it's one thing to talk about this, you know, AI in general, but then it's another thing to actually hear how it's being applied, challenges, real world challenges. You know, so we always love to hear how you overcome them. In particular, how is Intel providing AI powered solutions for a sustainable future? I think as more people are using artificial intelligence, and just in general, you know, we're trying to look forward. It's really hard to predict with artificial intelligence because it just moves so fast. So, you know, this is really just a prediction, but how is Intel helping provide those AI powered solutions for a sustainable future? And maybe do you have some real world examples that you can share with us?
Absolutely. And this is a really high priority for us. While the AI is booming, we want to make sure we build a future for the companies where they use Intel technology to be more sustainable, because the demand for AI solutions will just increase in the next multiple years. But like, we want to make sure we provide the high performing, but at the same time, low consuming. And if I unpack that one, so what I mean by that is really like we are providing the same, maybe like better quality compared to competition on specific products like Gaudi. On power performance, we are really working hard to make sure the consumption of the energy is minimized. So this will give a lot of opportunities for the customers to get a better total cost of ownership on their investment, but it's all better for the planet. And beyond that, if you think about the recent announcements we had about Intel Foundry, so we are a committed company on sustainability, and we are showcasing that in our mission about like how do we manufacture these things that will dominate the market in the near term. So not only for Intel products, but as a foundry to the other customers. And you have seen like Microsoft is one of the first customers that had announced on stage with Satya Nadella from CEO of Microsoft. And like they choose Intel Foundry to develop the latest AI in chipsets because of the sustainable future investments that the company is putting for. So like, this is really an important part, Kathleen, and we are really committed to bring that, not only in US, by the way, so our footprint across the globe is a big commitment from our sustainability perspective. And we wanna make sure all the fabs we have across the globe really goes with that mission. And it's regardless of AI, but like all the hardware investments that we do is like driving the sustainable AI future for all.
Yeah, this is really very important. I know people might be thinking, you know, why are we talking, you know, people are talking about all these other aspects of AI here. And they talk about trustworthy aspects too, but we're talking here about sustainability as well. And I think, why are we talking about it? I think people don't realize, well, some people do realize this, but AI is power hungry as much as data hungry, right? And as we start consuming more and more of this AI in our applications, maybe that did not have AI, all of a sudden now our little power, I could see how it's already taxing my own machine, you know, and think about all those other, you know, that you might not see it because perhaps the servers are sitting in a cloud center somewhere. But as we start, like, it's almost like we feel like the computing is, I don't know, free or something, you know, it's somewhere else. But it is actually somewhat dramatic. Even if we've increased like AI use only, you know, some percentage of our total application consumption, that small percentage can have a huge energy footprint. I think that's important. And we know Intel's. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And maybe like just to expand on this one, like we also want to make sure that the not everybody needs a data center expansion at the cloud with a lot of GPUs. We want to make sure we showcase the AI possibilities to our customers. I think a good, I will give maybe three examples. One is like the PC. I mean, we just introduced the first AI PC at our innovation event. And now, like after December 14th, where we did the global launch, we see the Intel Core Ultra. And for the listeners, like if I also expand that one, this is the first device that has an NPU, CPU, and GPU in one device. Like, again, it was always like, hey, PCs, personal computers use this CPU, central processing unit. Now we added a neural processing unit plus a graphics processing unit. So most of the, let's say, applications, especially for end users, will be running on their own devices. So this is a big game changer because, as you said, Ronald, like people were thinking like, hey, I will spin some meters in a cloud solution provider. Not exactly. I mean, if you want to generate images, and like one of our key customers is Stable Diffusion and Stability, mm-hmm. actually, and they have a lot of great solutions, but also they provide solutions on the other platforms. And the second piece I will mention is another example I will give is Netflix. I mean, you are using maybe Intel's technology every single day because the recommendation engine that runs the Netflix UI is run on an Intel Xeon processor. And some listeners might be surprised, like, hey, a CPU can do AI? Absolutely. I mean, we have this Intel Xeon fifth generation processors with a built-in AI accelerator, then you don't need a GPU or an AI accelerator dedicated like the deep learning models that you have. But our customers are benefiting from like the client side, from the edge side, but from also the data center side until you go to a public solution, cloud solution provider and get the best of the performance. You can still solve your AI problems in different scopes. And I think Intel is committed to bring that. So that also drives the sustainability because like you really like you have to use the right tools for the right outcome. So I always give an example. If you want to build a like a sandcastle with your kid, like, I mean, you don't bring a digger into the beach. I mean, you just use a shovel. So like, I mean, it's like using the right tool for the right place is important because it will save the planet. Like you will use just the right amount of energy needed. So that's an important piece. I just wanted to unpack that.
That's great. I'm a personal believer in that too, because we had a couple of episodes where we've talked about the use of open source models. There's a whole other conversation about open source and what's happening with some of these closed source models. Actually, now there's even might even be a legal fight there. We'll keep an eye on that.
But that's a fun to watch.
Yeah. But I actually have downloaded, as you mentioned, the Llama model. I have llamas.cpp. I have it running on my local machine here, and it just does transcripts. And I'm like, there's no reason for me to be sending my audio files somewhere else.
Exactly.
You know, of course, there's the cost factor too, because you know it's my machine, but there's lots of reasons for it. So I hopefully people will buy it, and I think as our listeners, hopefully you're listening. This is kind of an interesting twist here or thought process, and we know that Intel's ahead of this. And you know, maybe it's good to hear a little bit about how Intel's thinking about AI in particular. You know, as you know, this podcast is sponsored by Intel, but this is sort of their framing of the world, right? So Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do, and they dream of a life with no diseases, of a cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. So Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel, and you can learn more at intel.com/starts. So that's kind of a nice perspective on all that. And I think from that, you know, maybe you can give our listeners a little bit of advice as to kind of what you have seen, maybe others and how they run their projects, maybe lessons learned, some gotchas or roadblocks.
Absolutely. I think it all starts with scoping the project right and what's the expected outcome. And we are really pushing the boundaries at Intel to be focused on the customer outcomes. It's not about the product. I mean, we really want to meet where the customer is. So if they need a solution on the edge, we have like great solutions, and we want to make sure we provide that productivity and agility to our customers. If they want to be accelerated on the AI, I mean, we have the Intel Gaudi AI accelerator to help them. And similarly, if they want the secure, you just mentioned, Ronald, the security and privacy is one of the core elements of AI. I mean, and this will be even bigger thinking in the near future for many enterprise customers, because we are thinking enterprise AI as a big term that we change, either like innovate a new way of your business, because AI is going to disrupt all the industry. So if you want to be in this game, you have to use the right tools and right methodology to increase your revenue, or at the same time, like rather than maybe paying a lot to anybody else, you pay the right amount and then you really maximize your total cost of ownership. So from Intel's point of view, I think we always highlight those two outcomes. And I want to make sure like we are thinking like we are helping the industry to accelerate on this innovation journey, but providing in a cost efficient way. And that's important because our partners are in the same. Like if you think of AWS, Google, Microsoft, Lenovo, Dell, HP, and many others, they're trying to bring the innovation by using Intel's hardware and also software solutions and bring that to our customers on their like secure and private environment. So these are really like important key milestones for us to achieve while really like getting that open ecosystem, because I really want to emphasize like it's only possible to accelerate AI innovation if you are really using the open source models, and we are trying to empower the developers to use our technology on top of the like open source platforms. Again, like PyTorch is a good example, but if you look at Hugging Face, most of the downloads happening right now on the large language models and generative AI is all about like those open platforms. And as we move to adaptive AI in the near future, so after generative AI, we will see that it's going to be in the front and center. And as Intel, we will continue to bring AI everywhere.
Yeah, well, this has been such a wonderful podcast. And I really like some of the themes that we've talked about and discussed today, because these aren't always themes that we touch upon on our podcast, as Ron mentioned, but definitely things that as an industry, we need to be focused on. So we always like to wrap up our interviews by asking all of our guests the same final question, because no matter how many times we've done this, you're able to bring your own unique experiences and insights into your response. As a final note, what do you believe the future of AI is in general and its application to organizations and beyond?
Yeah, I mean, AI will change the work that we do, the way we live, and the environment around us dramatically. In order to be ready, at Intel, we are really empowering everyone to really bring that AI solutions everywhere. And I think there's a personal aspect of this journey because we are an enabler and we believe that AI will enhance the lives. Ronald, you just mentioned like all this education, healthcare, everything will be transformed. And looking at all the future data, we are not far from AGI. I think personally, this is my personal, maybe Kathleen, you asked, but I believe we will see artificial general intelligence in our lifetime, which is a big thing. So like we this will disrupt all the humanity in a big way. So we have to make sure we are like making the right decisions and preparing individuals and also the enterprises for the right AI features in our control. Again, like this might be easily go out of the control. We believe security, privacy, all the sustainability aspects are as important as the innovation itself. At Intel, we don't cut corners. We really want to be behind our products to make sure in this AGI journey, we are a big partner, not only the companies, individuals, but the whole world. So that's a big mission to accomplish.
Yeah, and these are some really big questions. We talk about healthcare and education. And we actually had another, one of the South by Southwest activations with Ian Beecraft, who used to be at Epsilon, and now he runs Signal and Cypher. And we were talking about just the future of work and how, you know, people's jobs might be, you know, forever, you know, altered by the way that people are employing, you know, autonomous systems and automatic systems and AI-enabled systems and augmented intelligence. So these are big questions. I'm sure we're going to be tackling all of them. And we're glad that you're part of the conversation and you're engaging here with us and our community and sharing your insights. And of course, supporting the AI Today podcast. So thank you so much for being a part, sharing your insights, and hopefully we'll have you back in the future. We'll kind of dig into how more of this is changing over time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And also for the listeners, I want to remind, like, we do a lot of AI summits. So I'm a believer of, like, we have to bring this AI discussions into every single city, like for where the AI communities are. We plan almost 100 different events, and South by Southwest, the Austin Intel AI Summit is one of them. But check out the Intel AI page, as Ronald mentioned, intel.com/AI regularly, because we might be in your city, and mostly I'm traveling for those events. So it will be great to have that unplugged conversations before and after the show. And also there will be great content on those AI summits where we will share all this technology like Intel Gaudi, OpenVINO, OneAPI, and all the surrounding AI solutions we produce really to bring AI everywhere. And once again, thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll make sure to get that link so our listeners can just go right to the show notes and they can click on that, because it is always wonderful to have these conversations in person and really gather with those AI communities. So Nuri, we want to thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, we hope that you will click on some of these links that we provide in the show notes. We'll also add a link to our CPM AI, our Cognitive Project Management for AI training and certification, and also our free intro course if anybody's interested in that. And we talked a little bit about trustworthy AI today, so we will link to our trustworthy AI framework certification as well as our free intro to trustworthy AI course as well. Like this episode and want to hear more? With hundreds of episodes and over 3 million downloads, check out more AI Today podcasts at aitoday.live. Make sure to subscribe to AI Today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, or your favorite podcast platform. Want to dive deeper and get resources to drive your AI efforts further? We've put together a carefully curated collection of resources and tools handcrafted for you, our listeners, to expand your knowledge, dive deeper into the world of AI, and provide you with the essential resources you need. Check it out at aitoday.live/list. This sound recording and its contents are copyright by Cognilytica, all rights reserved. Music by Matsu Gravas. As always, thanks for listening to AI Today, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.